on Euroville. Today is Thursday, 2nd of December, and in studio are Andrea, volunteers from India and Brazil. Right now it's partly cloudy with 22 degrees Celsius, and the forecast for today's chance of a thunderstorm with scattered clouds. Temperature range from low 25 to high 29 degrees Celsius, and with the wind from northeast with 21 kilometers per hour. We will have 30% chance of precipitation and heat index on 32 degrees Celsius. Thunderstorms are expected also later on in the afternoon and through the night. Moon is waning crescent and 16% of it is illuminated. On Sunday will be a new moon. Days are still getting shorter as we are approaching the end of the year, and today it will be long, 11 hours and 28 minutes. AVS team informs us that the TNB has revised the daily 2-hour power shutdowns schedule from existing 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. scheduled to 10 a.m. to 12 noon. Schedule works from Thursday, which is today, onwards. BSNL strike alert in response to a government decision that was announced today, and BSNL unions have proclaimed a 3-day strike. Depending on the outcome of the negotiation, the duration of the strike could either be less or the situation could escalate even further. In the event of the latter, the possibility of a general disconnection of the broadband service cannot be excluded. In Cinema Paradiso at 8 p.m. we can see a Spanish movie, Los Borgia, The Borgia, made in Spain in 2006 by director Antonio Hernandez, and it's a biography and history in Spanish with English subtitles. Italy, 15th century. Rodrigo Borgia is a cunning schemer. For 30 years he has worked himself up in the Roman Catholic Church and now has been elected as Pope by the College of Cardinals. Borgia hasn't any religious motives though. It's all about power for him and for his 4 children. With his papal power, he starts a reign of terror, eliminating rivals, but the backlash may come in time. On Saturday, at the same time and place, we can see an American movie, Single Man, made in 2009 by director Tom Ford, and this one it is drama in English with English subtitles. George Falconer is a Brit living and teaching English in California College and is grieving the death of his longtime companion Jim. He's so distraught that he's decided to kill himself. He carries out his plans this methodically through the day. He gives an unusually forceful lecture to his class, revealing enough that a perceptive student, Kenny, senses something is wrong, collects his important bank papers, buys bullets for his handgun, and makes a visit to his best friend. Through his preparation, George keeps running into people, a college's daughter, an attractive gay hustler, and the sympathetic Kenny, who offer him glimpses of why he should stay alive. Cine Club prepared a Werner Herzog documentary film festival. A study in both controversy and contradictions, filmmaker Herzog embodied German history, character and cultural riches in his work, while challenging previous conventions. Herzog developed a paradoxical style of realism that was part of a vision that combined 20th century expressionism in 19th century romanticism. So on Sunday at 8 p.m. in Cinema Paradiso we can see A Ballad of Little Soldier and Lessons of Darkness. In Sadana Forest tomorrow at 7 p.m. we can see Turtle, The Incredible Journey, and the bus for Sadana Forest leaves from Solar Kitchen at 6 p.m. and returns at 9:30 p.m. from Sadana Forest. At Bharat Nivas tomorrow at 7:30 we can see A Common Thread, a French movie directed by Eleanor Fauchot, made in France in 2004. In Savitri Bhavan on Saturday at 5 p.m. George Van Vreken will give a talk, Sri Aurobindo's Destined into Death. In the years immediately after the Second World War, the world situation had become, in Sri Aurobindo's words, worse than worst. In fact, his and the mother's work was in jeopardy, and it was not his intention to give his sanction to another fiasco. This is one of the most dramatic episodes in the spiritual history and the history of humankind, documented hour by hour and commented upon by mother herself. Sri Aurobindo's voluntary destiny into death made it possible. Only 6 years later, the manifestation of Supermind with its enormous future consequences. Unity Pavilion need to expand their team and are looking for a newcomer or are willing to work with them. They are searching for a person with an international background. The person needs to have a good command of the English language spoken and written, and preferably speak other languages. The work consists of secretarial work, organizing meetings and events, managerial work and reception of people. Support is available if needed. You can contact Shivaya at unity@orville.org. At Matrimandir Garden Nursery is available a variety of hibiscus plants, and especially in large quantities they have Hawaiian variety, yellow with red center, with small flowers, yellow red center and pink variety. They are open on Monday to Saturday from 8:30 a.m. to 12 and from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Sri Aurobindo in Thoughts and Glimpses About Divine Love and Its Manifestation wrote, "The universe is not merely a mathematical formula for working out the relation of certain mental abstractions called numbers and principles to arrive in the end at zero or void unit. Neither is it merely a physical operation embodying a certain equation of forces. It is the delight of a self-lover, the play of a child, the endless self-multiplication of a poet, intoxicated with the rapture of his own power of endless creation. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on ourradio.org.